Renowned contemporary artist William Christenberry passed away in November, leaving behind a lasting legacy of work capturing the indomitable human spirit. Kimberly Gladfelter Graham, curator of Laying By Time, a Maryland Humanities-supported exhibition of Christenberry's work at the Maryland Institute College of Art, tells us more.
The greatest thing a human soul ever does in this world is to see something and tell what it saw in a plain way. Those words by the 19th century art critic John Ruskin resonated with the artist William Christenberry. Christenberry focused his creative investigations on the complicated idea of home and place. Since moving away in the early 1960s, the artist annually returned to his childhood home near Hale County, Alabama, to mine its landscape, stories, and history. While teaching and maintaining his studio in Washington, D.C., the artist navigated the familiar territory of his youth as both insider and outsider, filtering memory and observation through a critical lens. Christenberry's work offers not simply a personal history or a Southern story, but an American story of economic, political, and social change. His work bears witness to lasting effects of the Great Depression and the rise of and resistance to the Civil Rights Movement. By unveiling the ephemeral nature of those things we hold true in a given moment, Christenberry's work reveals how the past shapes our present. His works uncover indelible truths that continue to shape our political and cultural discourse, both those aspects of human nature and our national character that we're proud of and those we'd rather relegate to the past. In his most charged and challenging body of work, The Klan Room Tableau, Christenberry brings to light one of the darkest moments of American history, a project that began as a private contemplation of evil following a frightening personal encounter with the Ku Klux Klan, evolved into a decades-long exploration of the sickness that arises when one group of people demonizes another. These works remain a ringing repudiation of such attitudes, reminding us how important it is to continue revealing and rebuking their manifestation in whatever form. Christenberry observed the often overlooked, bearing witness to life, its melancholy beauty, and our resilience. House at Christmas Time is a masterful sculpture of a humble home. With deliberate craftsmanship and attention to every detail, Christenberry worked from memory and photographs to capture what he called the aesthetics of the aging process, evoking the essence of the place down to the white paint strokes that extend only as high as the home dweller's reach. The work poignantly and indelibly inscribes the reality of the fragile abode and acknowledges the significance of the lives lived in a place that has long since disappeared. William Christenberry aspired to create work that reflects the human touch, the positive and sometimes the negative, and sometimes the sad. While time and geography separate us from Hale County and the artist's early influences, the work they inspired transcends time and place and remains relevant. Many of our contemporary concerns are born out of the history embedded in the artist's work. Despite the darkness it often reveals, what most resonates from his art is the indomitable spirit of hope found in the lives to which he ultimately pays tribute.
The Christenberry exhibition will be on view at MICA through March 12th. More information on related public programs, including a community conversation in February, can be found at mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.